أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليس على الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات جناح فيما طعموا إذا ما اتقوا وآمنوا وعملوا الصالحات ثم اتقوا وآمنوا ثم اتقوا وأحسنوا والله يحب المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 93 of Surah Al-Ma'idah, continuing with the discussion of the prohibition of alcohol. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that he was in the house of his stepfather Sayyidina Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was serving alcohol to some of the guests that had come there, and he says that in the vague, the murmur of an announcement was being heard. Abu Talha radiallahu ta'ala anhu said to him, Anas, go and listen to what is being said. He said, I came back and I said that alcohol now has been haram. This is the announcer that is announcing on behalf of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The gist of the hadith, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I saw all those that were taking alcohol, not only drop the alcohol out of the container, but they dropped the container, the goblet, the glass, the utensil, whatever they were drinking from, they all dropped it down. And then no sooner did the announcer continue to announce than we saw alcohol flow in the streets of Madinah Tayyibah. No one questioned, nobody hesitated, nobody stopped to ask, but everyone had stopped alcohol there and then. With regards to this verse, Sahaba then, after the announcement was made, one question had arisen in the hearts of the Sahaba. Similar question had arisen at the time when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala changed the Qibla from Al-Aqsa to Baytullah to Kaabatullah, that what happens to those Sahaba that had taken alcohol and they left the world in that state. In other words, they didn't have the opportunity of making tawbah. They didn't have the opportunity of stopping it. What happens to them? What would their condition be? Now, this was that brotherhood that Sahaba had. And this is another thing. Concern about this dunya is in its place, but the concern about akhirat, what would their condition be? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, لَيْسَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ جُنَاحٌ. There is no junah, there is no blame, there is no sin upon those people who had brought iman and وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and practiced righteously. فِيمَا تَعِمُوا, in what they consume, in what they eat. إِذَا مَتَّقَوْا, when they fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآمَنُوا, and they brought iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they practiced righteous deeds. ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا, then again they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَآمَنُوا, and they brought iman. ثُمَّ اتَّقَوْا, then once again they feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَحْسَنُوا, and they had done good, or they had achieved the status, the state of ihsan that we'll discuss. Now here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is replete with the word taqwa, replete with the word iman. So what is all of this? One understanding of this will be that there were those things that were haram, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there were those things that were halal, and then Allah ta'ala had made it haram, like how alcohol. There were those things that are still halal now. The Quran is being revealed in the time of Sahaba. It's still halal now. And in future, Allah Ta'ala will make it haram. And then the third is that there are those things that would always have been haram, and it is haram forever. So there are three degrees of taqwa that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala speaks about as the ayats were being revealed to Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimahumullah has given a very conclusive, elaborate discussion on this ayat, and the gist of all of it is that the concern of man should be three. One is that he should have the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Number two is fikr. Dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, fikr of akhirat. And number three, amal salihah, that is practicing righteous deeds, and in it is our mujahada and our sacrifice and going out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now all these three will lead a person towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and the taqwa is of different stages, taqwa is of different caliber that a person would acquire. One would be a very low form of taqwa, and then taqwa continues to progress as a person progresses. Insofar as iman is concerned, the caliber, the quality of iman continues to progress as a person progresses in his journey towards Allah Ta'ala, and then the ultimate wa ahsanu, a person reaches the stage of what this ayat terms as ihsan, when the sahaba, when Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in the presence of sahaba, and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is ihsan? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam responded, an ta'budallaha ka'annaka tarahu, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكُ. You worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you see Allah with the heart of your eyes. And if you cannot see Allah ta'ala with the heart of your eyes, then know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beholds you, and Allah ta'ala sees you, watches you. So these are the different stages of taqwa and the different qualities of iman that we all need to go through. And that happens with dhikrullah, it happens with fikri akhirat and amali salihah. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. When that happens, then the ultimate is achieved. The love of Allah Ta'ala comes down, and that is Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin. Allah Ta'ala loves those who do good, those who have reached and acquired that rank. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.